How does a bastard trust fund, son of a realtor and a Scotswoman, drop to the left of a spot that's known as Brooklyn? Royalty never missed a payment, grow up to be the humanoid embodiment of Satan. The 4 billion, 5 children spewing Republican got way greater by being a cash crater, by being a poor debater, by being a race hater. By 69, he entered in the race like a freighter. And every day these airwaves will carry the title of a religious man who can't name a verse from the Bible. From NBC to DC, we see he's in it for fame, but the world already hates his name. What's your name, man?
Donald Jonathan Trump. My name is Donald Jonathan Trump. And on America, I'll take a dump. Just you wait, just you wait.
Said Mexicans were rapists on TV, political suicide. Didn't feel nothing but white privilege, that was no surprise. $25 for a hat, don't understand. How's the problem with America gonna make it great again? Look, he's up on CNN, tell me if you spot him. Another 1%er yelling at the bottom, acting like a villain that is ruling over Gotham. Talking tall about building walls, please Bernie Sanders stop him. Donald Jonathan Trump, no one's ever gonna vote for you. The very fact that you've made it this far should be a federal crime. Oh, Donald Jonathan Trump, you are a tax on society too. And your face looks like an orange was sucking on a lime. The world will never be the same, Donald Trump.
But more because someone less conservative than you decided to come along and focus on something other than being a xenophobic asshole bent on building a wall
that will protect us from nothing when there are actual real gun and racial issues in our country to focus on. What year is it that this person is an actual polling candidate? And who keeps letting Ben Carson speak about anything?